Mr. President, I rise in support of Senate Bill 618. Over the last 15 months, we have seen shifting guidance from this administration that has caused confusion that has led to chaos. This legislation's goal, it's very simple. No state, county, municipality, school, or college can require proof of vaccination. Through the legislative process, our colleagues in both chambers have refined this proposal. And one of the amendments that we debated in the Senate was limiting the Secretary of Health's powers. And that has quickly drawn the ire of the governor. But let me explain the concerns that I and many of my colleagues have with the powers granted to the Secretary of Health under a law that was created back in 1955. In April of last year, the Secretary of Health imposed a stay-at-home order banning all non-essential travel. The two senators from Lancaster County and I started receiving complaints from a health network that covers the mid-state about doctors and nurses and pharmacists who were being pulled over by the state police under suspicion of violating Secretary Levine's orders. We sent a letter on April 4th of 2020 to the governor seeking clarification about this issue that resulted in frontline workers either getting pulled over, going to, or coming home from local hospitals. And we heard nothing. As the senator who represents Southern New York County and a district that borders Maryland, there was even more confusion when travel bans went into effect last year from traveling to other states. Bureaucrats in Harrisburg decided that on November 17th, to place restrictions on travelers coming to and leaving the state. Secretary Levine allowed for 5 exemptions to this travel guidance, and those exemptions included work, medical care, military transit through the state, and additional exemptions issued by the department. And many of my constituents, especially those in Delta and Peach Bottom and Fawn Grove and other municipalities along the Maryland border, they do a lot of their commerce in Maryland as it's closer to their home than any shopping center in Pennsylvania. The bureaucrats here in Harrisburg, they didn't account for the people that I represent. So again, I asked for clarification and guidance on behalf of my constituents on November 19th, seeking to know, can I drive to Maryland to purchase groceries since that's my closest grocery store? Or can I go to Maryland to buy new clothes? Or can I go to Maryland to worship at the church I've always attended? The people of York County, they want to do the right thing, but with one-way orders from the Secretary of Health and no ability to ask for clarification, it's shown that this law needs to be reformed. And most recently, the committee I chair wanted to hold a public hearing to get answers into a massive data breach that impacted over 72,000 Pennsylvanians and their very personal health care information. We sunshined the public hearing, and the Friday before the hearing at 6 p.m., the department announced that they would no longer testify. That's after this department entered into a $22.9 million contract with a Georgia-based firm that was brought on last year to conduct contact tracing in Pennsylvania. To date, taxpayers have paid $29 million for this complete failure at the highest level. Not only did this entity ask about your COVID-19 diagnosis and who you have been near, it asked about your phone number, your email address, your gender, and your sexual orientation. This program gathered this information on Pennsylvania adults and children. All of this information just floating around on a publicly accessible website. And there were whistleblower accounts of this data breach dating back to February of this year. It was not until Rick Earle of WPXI broke the news that the department admitted that this data was floating around on the internet at the end of April. 2 months passed with this information sitting on the internet. I cannot imagine the response if that was one of us with that information, or worse, one of our children. This bill will ensure that this department does not continue its data creep by developing and using more taxpayer resources for another technology through a vaccine passport program. To our north, New York worked with IBM to create the Excelsior Pass, which is a smartphone app verifying your COVID-19 vaccine status. California is requiring proof of vaccination to attend events with more than 5,000 people. This bill would ensure that Pennsylvania does not follow the path of these states. Good news is that the governor has indicated he doesn't plan to go down this path. But as we have seen over these last 15 months, his guidance has changed. And when I have reached out asking about this guidance, all that I have received has been crickets. Senate Bill 618 will give constituents that I represent and every person in this chamber represents much needed assurances that this data creep will not continue, and that an unelected bureaucrat cannot wield power that creates confusion that leads to chaos when it comes to strict edicts and guidelines.